Salutations, brethren. I greet you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I would like to welcome you to our daily devotion again today. And before we begin, let's have a short word of prayer. Precious, loving Heavenly Father, Lord God Almighty, Creator of the heavens and the earth, I invite your Spirit to lead me in this sharing of today, to break the bread of life, God, in this daily devotion, that Lord may help your people, may be a blessing to them, bring them closer to you and to understand your program for this hour, that they may be involved in the way that will be a blessing to the people of God and enhance the kingdom of God. Grant it to dear Savior, for in the mighty name of Jesus Christ I pray. Amen. Amen. So the Lord bless you. Today we want to continue our thoughts on the issue of collaboration, but much more focus on the issues in both in the ministry and in the house of God that have affected collaboration, not only in the ministry that the Lord has put in the body of Christ, but also within the local churches and between sister churches. And I trust that, brothers and sisters, that the Lord give us the medicine to really solve this problem so that we can have the grace and the blessings of the Lord to forge in a united effort for the work of the Lord, for the Lord is going to do a quick, short work at this end time. Amen. Now, we need to deal with the issue of politics in the ministry. You get it? Dealing with the issue of politics in the ministry. The issue of democracy. You get it? And you understand democracy in the light of what they call fundamental human rights. And we must be reminded that this is the Laodicean spirit of human rights, you know. And this spirit has permeated not only the political world, but certainly also to the Church of the Living God, especially in the ministry. It is hard to say that, but it is the truth. And we shall try to give evidence. And I'm sure you as a Christian, and also you have seen some of these aspects, which have really brought a mess, brought sickness, you know, and hurt the body of Christ, hurt the unity in the ministry that the Lord has given. You see, I'm talking about the fivefold ministry, you know. And as a result, may the Lord give us grace, and especially me, to bring the things with love. And I trust that you will not take it on the bad side, you know. But I want you to be patient with me, and we shall look into the Word of God. Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 3 from verse 1. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as to babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk, and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able, for you are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envy and strife and divisions, are you not carnal, and walk as men? For while one says, I am of Paul, and another of Apollos, are you not carnal? Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom you believed, as the Lord gave to every man? I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Verse 7. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that gives the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For you are laborers together with God. You are God's husbandry. You are God's building. Let us stop there for now. The Lord bless the reading of his word. Amen. So we are saying we need, brothers and sisters, to deal with the issue of politics in the ministry. I tell you, it is an uphill task. And it calls for a lot of prayers from every sincere Christian. I want really to propose that we make it part of our daily devotion to pray that let God, by his grace, bring a healing, listen, in the ministry that is right now operating in the body of Christ, because there are a lot of challenges that are going within the ministry. You get it? And as we have spoken about the Laodicean spirit of human rights, we have reached a point also where not everybody is ready to lose his own rights, what they perceive to be their own what? Rights. You see? And it has become a point of contention and has really hindered collaboration in the work of the Lord. You get it? I want you to really get that very well. And we shall try to give some examples. Now, this is what the Holy Spirit put in my heart to say in this message. And I want you to listen very carefully. There are those of you still bent on the spirit of church politics, both within each local church and between sister churches. This spirit has killed unity and harmony in many churches and destroyed opportunity for collaboration among ministers and believers for the sake of the work of God. This must stop forthwith. Did you get it? A spirit of church politics is a bad spirit, and it should be condemned with the language it deserves, you know, as Christians, that we really need to fight this spirit. And we can be sure it is the enemy Satan behind it. I want to give a few examples. Let's talk about spiritual conflicts, because this is what Apostle Paul is trying to address in the church of Corinth. You get it? What are we seeing nowadays, brothers and sisters? You'll see that there are spiritual conflicts between fellow ministers. Right? Just maybe because one is not seeing eye to eye with another 100%. You know? With that minister, over some doctrines or teachings. Now, instead of those ministers, you know, trying to listen to one another with understanding, you see, because the message of brother kindness is that we need to understand the brother whom you think is out of tune. We need to have faith to believe that someday, if he's out of tune, God will give him grace to come back to the line. We need spiritual knowledge and wisdom how to handle brothers whom we think they have gone out of tune or out of line or out of what we believe that this is the correct line, the correct teaching, correct doctrine on this point, on that point. And you know, in the message, the state of a perfect man, the prophet of God taught very well on how we can be able to forge brotherly kindness despite the fact that there may be some differences between us as brothers, as ministers, as, you know, brethren. You know, there is a way, God has provided a way we can handle it, those differences. You see? But the thing is that if we are not careful and prayerful, the enemy has certainly been able to upset that. And what are we seeing today? That instead of us forging brotherhood or valuing brotherhood, forging unity, evangelism and unifying our efforts for the great work of God. Instead, those spiritual conflicts, minor differences in understanding the Word of God in this doctrine and that doctrine has become a point, you see, of war, you know, a point of hatred, you see, a point of quarrels among ministers, among pastors, among believers. Now we are witnessing a lot of fights everywhere, you see, not only in my country in Uganda. I'm sure wherever your country, you can witness to me, your brother, see that it is true. Yes, a lot of fasting, yes, stewing, as the messenger was saying, fasting and stewing among ministers, yes, against one another. And they are doing that at the expense of unity, at the expense of collaboration, yes, for the great work of God. Brothers and sisters, I hope you realize that the work of God is so great that it should really supersede these minor differences that we have, and the quarrels and the fights and the hatred. You know, I want humbly to say in the name of the Lord, brothers and sisters, if you are able to listen to me to this point, that it is both a pity and shame. It's a pity and shame. And I feel we have let down God. I feel that the heart of God is bleeding. Yes, when he sees his servants, you see, tearing one another at one another's neck. Yes, when the mission field is still wide, there are a lot of many souls out there that need to hear the message of the hour. Yes, that need to be also baptized the same way you are baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That also need to receive the Holy Ghost the same way you have received. Yes, sir. Can we really think about those souls? Yes, sir. Even when we are busy turning our pulpits for war, other than for edification, other than for building, other than for spiritual nourishment of the children of God. Remember, Ephesians 4:11 is for perfecting the saints. And the Bible says, till we all come to the unity of the faith. So our focus should be able to attain that unity and get the saints perfected. But now if we continue on the war path, listen, on the path of quarrels, hatred, bitterness, fasting, and tearing one another, don't you think that we have really let down God? Yes, we have let down God. And I pray that from this point today, I want us to think about it, because tomorrow, God willing, we shall continue with this thought and we shall finish on that point, that brothers and sisters, be careful of this church politics within each local church, between sister churches, for it has killed unity, harmony, and opportunity for collaboration among ministers and believers for the sake of the Word of God. We should seriously pray that may God help us to get this spirit out of our midst. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.